Morning Watch, Day 4. Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 4. The Exercise of the Kingdom for the Building Up of the Church. Related Verses. Luke 23:34. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And dividing his garments, they cast lots. 2 Corinthians 12:15. But I will most gladly spend and be utterly spent on behalf of your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loved less? Matthew 20:26-28. It shall not be so among you, but whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Romans 12:3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. Matthew 6:14. For if you forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also. 1 Corinthians 12:25. That there would be no division in the body, but that the members would have the same care for one another. Related Reading. It is a very serious matter to be offended. Do not casually say, "I have been offended in the church life. The elders and other leading ones have offended me." Although others may offend you, you will always be the first to suffer. On the one hand, I condemn all the offenses, but on the other hand, I must say that there is no excuse for your being offended. If we were not in ourselves, we could not be offended. If I exercise the key of self-denial to lock up the self, it will be impossible for me to be offended. Through the open gate of the self, Satan comes forth, and we are offended. Do not think that the church is no longer the church because it is wrong. For example, when your child makes a mistake, he is still your child. Whether the church is right or wrong, it is still the church. Although you may be offended by something or someone in the church, do not make any excuses for yourself. This frustrates the building up of the church. When certain things take place to touch us, the self is open. Because we are open to Hades, something from Hades, Satan, comes out. How we need to use the key of self-denial to lock the self. The way to keep from being offended by others is to lock up yourself by denying yourself. Blessed are those who are not offended. When the Lord Jesus comes and sets up his judgment seat, he will tell us to settle our account with him. He may ask us why we were offended in certain places, but if we make excuses for ourselves, the Lord will not accept them. The problem is not the offense. It is the self. Certain viruses are very contagious. However, no virus can cause a table to be sick. If you can be offended, it is a proof that you are full of self. If my self has been locked up, I will not be offended no matter what you do to me or how you treat me. In the church life, there should not be any natural friendships. If you regard certain ones as your special friends, it also is an indication that you are full of self. Certain ones match your taste, and you fit their taste. You feed one another's taste. This is very damaging, and it hinders the building. Among the brothers and sisters in the church, there should be a pure divine love, but there should not be any personal affection. For the Lord's building and the church life, everything natural must be extracted. There should be no natural affection, relationship, or feeling. Whenever a brother loves me in a naturally affectionate way, I am frightened. Whenever you discover that you are feeding a brother's self and that he is feeding yours, you must use the key to lock the gate of the self. If you do not lock up the self, Satan will come out through the door of the self. It will be impossible for the Lord to build the church with you. I am glad that in the churches we have the brothers' houses and the sisters' houses. But through experience, we have realized that there are two kinds of results from living in such a house. Some form natural friendships. Others become dissatisfied and disappointed. However, no matter what the situation may be, you should not be disappointed. To be disappointed is a proof that you are in the self. The self of those who live in the brothers' and sisters' houses must be locked up. If the self is locked up, we shall have the building. If you exercise the key of self-denial, others may be offended, but you will not be offended. Instead, you will be built up because the self in you has been locked up. We all need to use the prevailing key of self-denial to lock the self, the soul, and the mind. Otherwise, the building up of the church will be frustrated.